Let's not mess anything up. Let's get going here. Another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Later in the hour, Uri Geller will join us. He's learning to talk to the animals. And psychic Lisa Lano will be here to talk about phony scams when it comes to psychics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The poll today at DougSteffen.com. Which class a Christmas movie do you try to watch every year? A, It's a Wonderful Life. B, Miracle on 34th Street. C, Christmas Carol. D, White Christmas. E, Other. F, Two or More of the Above.
Other.
I have a dilemma here.
What's that?
I know who wrote this poll, Ken Kessler.
Yeah, and you left out all the good movies.
And you left out my obvious
yeah,
favorite.
Yeah, Christmas Vacation.
Well, that's why it says,
it says
classic.
Other. Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Christmas Vacation is a classic. It's like 30 years old.
Chevy Chase is good. He's like 100 now.
Nice.
Okay, my favorite three Christmas movies, because I can't pick one, it's either Elf, Christmas Vacation, or Love Actually.
Love Actually.
All three of those.
Love Actually.
No, Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
Love Actually.
Oh, look at Roberta.
Love Actually. Yesterday's poll, what was the most you ever paid for a Christmas tree? Let's see here. 30% said I don't buy Christmas trees.
Wow.
29% said between $20 and $50 they pay for a Christmas tree usually. 16% said between $50 and $100. 13% of you who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said over $100. That's what I think I spent last year, if I remember correctly. 7% of you said no more than $20. 5% said, I don't know. And you know what? Probably doesn't make much of a difference. What possible difference does it make? It's Christmas time. Get the best Christmas tree you can get if you're going to go to the trouble.
Yeah,
get
sure.
The Christmas tree.
Get the best Christmas tree you can get for $30.
Yeah. You think you can get the best? They're not worth more than $30.
You know, we went the fake route 2 years ago.
Nice, Richie.
Yeah, we did. And but before that, we were buying real for. I don't think I paid over $50.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, big story today from Pennsylvania. Deputies are looking for someone with a really big sweet tooth. Truck carrying $120,000 worth of Hershey's chocolates stolen.
My daughter did it.
The sheriff's office reports the truck and the driver were, let's see here. The deputy said that the driver parked the truck for the night. Why would you park the truck for the night? Anyway, he went into the hotel. I guess it was a big delivery truck, and it was delivering around by the time they found it, it was down the southeast. So it got stolen in Florida. And so who knows where it is now? $120,000 worth of Hershey's chocolate candy bars. White chocolate, dark chocolate, milk chocolate. Think of the Hershey's Kisses.
Listen to Doug. He's so hungry for some candy right now. You're so into it.
I'm just thinking about all of the great. Hershey's it's milk chocolate. It's okay. It's commercial stuff. I know one thing. I'm going to hire a sleuth to find out what happened. I always leave in my refrigerator some blueberry pie. And I bring chocolate and leave it there in case there are ever any special guests that like blueberry pie or chocolate. And this is expensive, nice chocolate. Both the blueberry pie and the chocolate are missing from my refrigerator from my trip last week. And so...
Blueberry chocolate thief.
Just look for the one walking around smiling.
Yeah. Have you ever had chocolate with blueberries in it? I was trying to think if there's a combination.
They do dried blueberries covered in chocolate.
Yep. They do. Where do you get those?
You can get them anywhere. There's a new company that's doing them that's really good. I'll have to look up the name for you. But they do blueberries, pomegranates, and goji berries.
No, really?
Yeah, so that you can feel good because you're like, oh, goji berries, it's a superfood.
Very healthy.
And it's dark chocolate, so it's really, this is like health food city, I'm telling you. Forget the carrots and the celery.
But chocolate-covered carrots would be good.
Ew, that's awful.
Really? Okay. Story from Denver.
It's like chocolate-covered lettuce.
Colorado, a 6-year-old boy who has big dreams of growing up to be an astronaut has started an online petition in the hopes of saving NASA from losing more funding. 6-year-old boy. Story at DougSteffen.com. This young fellow's name is Connor Johnson. Learned that Congress was going to strip NASA of more funding, putting his hopes of being an astronaut in serious jeopardy. He was so concerned about the situation that he started an online campaign to save NASA. It wasn't his first choice. He said, quote, "My whole idea was writing off to the president, and then I decided to give my whole piggyback bank to NASA, $10.41. He said his family told him to start a petition because writing to the president was a waste of time.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. I like this kid. How many kids can't be astronauts anymore?
He's got 100,000 signatures, this kid.
No, he needs 100,000.
Oh, he needs 100,000. Oh, he doesn't have them yet. So he's got 8,000 so far. Needs 100. All right. Let's all send him our signatures online. Can we do that? Should be able to do that, right?
Go to petitions.whitehouse.gov.
Petitions.whitehouse.gov.
He's got just over 12,000 now.
No, okay, good. All right, let's keep up with that, all right? Let's figure out how much he's got. We'll save that story for tomorrow again. I think that would be good information to have. Information is what we're all about. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lisa Lano joins us in a moment here.
At Sports Authority, find the best holiday gifts for everyone on your shopping list. We have thousands of items on sale now, including 25% off Under Armour Big Logo hoodies this week only. And when you enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes, you'll have a chance to win hundreds of prizes. Visit sportsauthority.com to enter and see official rules. Shop in-store and online for great deals on the brands you love and see why there's nothing like the gift of sport. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
American Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be masked responsibly.
And this holiday season, remember, easy for you. A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
If you have not ordered Provia yet, this is your best chance. There are less than 2 weeks left before you get to Christmas time, and so they're having a holiday season sale on Provia. It's the all-natural ingredient the ingredients in Provia that cleanse the pores in your scalp and allow the follicles, the hair follicles, to grow back again so your hair looks better. The ingredients in Provia also strengthen your hair follicles and they make them look fuller. So you have three different reasons to use Provia. Cleanses the scalp, allows the follicles to come through, and thickens and strengthens them so they really look cool. And it's good for both men and women who are follicularly challenged. Is that what I decided the word was, Jennifer? Follicularly challenged. Provia will work for you or your money back. No questions asked. Give yourself and friends the gift of stronger, fuller, more beautiful hair by buying them Provia and buying Provia for yourself at 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today and receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll also get free express shipping. Best deal of the year. Two products for the price of one and free shipping. 800-525-8319. That's not really even why it is the best deal of the year. Best deal of the year gets your hair back. That's why I like it and you'll like it too. Provia for better, thicker, richer, more beautiful hair that lasts and stays. This is not phony baloney stuff. This is your hair coming back. 800-525-8319. Joining us now on Good Day is our resident psychic, Lisa Lano. Her website, Lisa Lano with two N's, lisalano.com. Lisa, or is it Lisa? You know what? I've seen it both ways. Lisa M. Lano and lisalano.com. Isn't it both ways?
It might be, but I usually do Lisa M. Lano.
Lisa M. Lano.
Okay. I think the person who set it up might have done it both ways, but
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right. So one of the most famous psychics in the world, Sylvia Brown, died recently.
I know.
She'd been on a lot of, she was sort of a household name. People recognized her name. I remember interviewing her a couple of times. And I always found her hard to talk to. And oftentimes, frankly, I find you hard to talk to because there is, and I mean this lovingly, there's this...
She says this to all the guests, Lisa. Yeah, don't worry about it.
But because it's like you're between here and there. It's like you when you're talking about these things and relating to people... when people are asking you questions that are important to them, the way you get information isn't not of this world. And I think a lot of people, and I found in talking to Sylvia, she was a horrible interview. Because she was terrible because she became very famous, but not because she did good radio interviews. She was able to get to people and give them what they needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're there for.
Personality.
Yeah.
Her personality was very matter of fact, and this is it, and that's that, and if you don't like it, oh well.
She was cold. She's cold now, but she was also cold when she was still not cold.
If you get a heavenly slap on the head, you're
going to
know it's her.
Well, I'm trying to see if I can raise the dead here.
You're doing a good job.
Anyway, that's just what I thought about. I mean, I was thinking about it when I read that article recently that she'd passed away. And she was a young woman. She's only 77. Why is it that many psychics seem to burn themselves out? Is that it? Their energy gets sucked out of them because they're in such demand? I think I asked you once before how you keep yourself from getting energetically wasted. It's got to be tough.
Oh, I just shut everything off when I need to shut it.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There is a psychic in New York who's been found guilty of scamming clients. We're going to talk to Lisa about how to make sure that whoever you go to for a psychic, like Lisa, is legit. Legit psychics versus the phony balonies. And we maybe going to give a psychic reading to somebody who's a present for Christmas. You don't know who to go to. 21 after on Good Day.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Three at the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with our focus on not psychology or psychosis, although I guess a little of psychology and psychosis is used in doing readings for people. I mean, I have it all around me. All the people around me are psychotic, and so I have to use a little psychic ability.
I resemble that remark.
Yes. Yeah. It's not wrong.
All right, so Lisa M. Lano, LANNO.com. At LisaLano.com, you can get gift certificates that are good for readings. If you're feeling like you want to connect with spirit, want a good tarot card reading, this is very, very good stuff. And it's not, by the way, the same as what you find in some places. And I suppose the line here is that she should say it again, Doug. She should have seen this coming. A psychic in New York found guilty of scamming clients out of a lot of money. She was sentenced to 15 years in prison for doing this. Plus, she had restitution involved. I think that's probably a good thing. But in terms of, if I say to you, I mean, I'm going to send people to Lisa Lano, but if somebody's someplace else and they're looking for somebody who's good to do these sorts of things, how do they know that these people, I know there are groups and organizations and sort of certification, but that doesn't start. It's like a doctor who's certified, board certified. That doesn't mean he's not going to cut out the wrong organ.
No, you're right. Doesn't mean anything.
No.
In my opinion. I always say references and word of mouth. I mean, I know at the beginning, if somebody's just getting started, then for all the budding psychics out there, then you're going to have to do freebies. You're going to have to donate your services so that other people can say, gee, you know, he or she is really looking.
All right, when you say they're just starting out, Lisa, what does that mean? A lot of the psychics that I've come across in my life have been people who have had it and knew they had it when they were a child. I think you told me that about you.
Right, but I didn't start doing it for work until I was in my mid-50s.
Uh-huh.
So I paid my dues like anybody else. I, you know, said, can I do a tarot reading for you? Can I try to...
So how did you know, how did you tell whether you were right or not? Did the people that you're doing the reading for say, wow, how did you know that? I never...
Yeah, they
nobody
validate.
Else had it. Yeah.
Yeah, they validate. And then it becomes word of mouth. But I believe firmly in real references, not testimonials. I believe in references.
Lisa, do quote unquote real psychics roll over and out the fake ones? Like, is there like an Angie's List where real?
I don't know, but you know what? That's a great idea.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, cut me in 10%. It's all yours.
I just, I tell people what to look for, what not, you know, when to run. I tell people, especially if somebody says to you, oh, you have something negative. Now, you don't have to be a psychic to look at somebody and know that they're vulnerable. Anybody can do that. And if you turn around and say to those people, you know, you've got this negative energy and, oh, my God, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, for $400, I can clear that for you. I tell people, yep, get up and run away.
Right. That's what I wondered. I remember once being, I was walking around when I was working in Philadelphia a long time ago. Bob and I were walking. Bob Kay is my general manager, but he was running the station in Philadelphia at the time. So we went to, I think it was the Boardwalk, I don't remember, but it was someplace where there were a lot of psychics. And this woman who looked like a gypsy said to me, you know, all dressed up in the garb, said to me, you're a very troubled soul. You're bothered by spirits. I can clear them for $500.
Oh, good God, I would have knocked her out.
Well, I thought about it, and then I thought, no, I think I'll not do that. I think it was probably because I didn't have $500 that it didn't happen. But, you know, that kind of stuff goes on, and I just want people to know about it, and that's why I
tell
you.
People that. I tell people what to look for. I have a couple of newsletters on that. I always, every year, write some sort of a newsletter on, you know, how to spot a fake, even in the gallery events, even in the large events where you're going where there's 100 or 1,000 people. I can tell people how to spot if that psychic, whether he or she be famous or not, is for real. I can tell you one thing, Sylvia Brown validated something for me.
She was the real thing.
Yes, it was a murder case I was working on, and all I asked her was, am I on the right track? And she described the person that I was describing, and I didn't tell her a thing, so she definitely knew.
Yeah, well, that's how you know. All right, so you go to lisamlano.com to connect with Lisa, maybe a nice little Christmas gift for people that you know. In the meantime, our spirits and our blessings go to Sylvia Brown because she passed away, even though she was a lousy interview. Lisa, I'll talk to you next week. Lisa Lano on Good Day. Larry Geller coming up next half hour, 29 after the hour now.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.64%. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, no winners in the Mega Millions jackpot. So it's now $400 million for the Friday drawing. For those of you who could use $400 million, if you can't use it, it's okay. Let somebody else buy a ticket for it. There'd be plenty of people in line to buy a ticket for $400 million, which reduces to $216 million if you take the cash. And then, let's see, we've got to pay the taxes on that, and it'll be down to a paltry $146 million. By the time, so imagine this: you win $400 million and you get $146 million.
You know what?
Who's going to complain
stinks.
About that?
Exactly. Yeah. But would I turn it down? Absolutely not. Oh, $146 million, not worth my time.
Nah, give it to the next guy.
Not worth the walk to the
right.
ATM.
No. All right, so that's the story with the lotteries, the Powerball. I don't know what that's up to. It's not as much as the. I think it's about half what Mega Million. How do you... Well, never mind. I don't want to get off into this yet because I'll get distracted. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few moments. The Mystifier. He's got a song in his mind, and I don't know what that's all about. We'll figure it out, however. Meanwhile, Senator John McCain has weighed in on the controversy, fake controversy that it is, regarding Mr. Obama shaking hands with Cuban President Raul Castro. I think Mr. McCain said, if I'm not mistaken, there have been lots of people in lots of leadership positions. Neville Chamberlain shook hands with Hitler. I suppose, you know, maybe under the circumstances, can we come up with other leaders who have been, I mean, did he shake hands with Chavez when he met him? Richie's nemesis was Chavez, the former president of Venezuela, who's now about the same temperature as Sylvia Brown.
Right.
That bothered you, I know, and bothered a lot of other people.
Yeah.
So are they just supposed to not? Are they supposed to be like children? I mean, when he and Putin were arguing about stuff a few months ago, they sat like a couple of stuffed kids in a chair, not even looking at each other, never mind talking to each other, and it looked foolish. I mean, these people are supposed to be statesmen, not supposed to act like children. Why shouldn't he shake the hand of, I mean, did he give him a real firm handshake? Or did he give him a soft hand,
pulled him close, and put my other hand around his neck and said, release any prisoners you have of ours, or else I will squeeze until you cannot breathe anymore.
Good for your age.
You make a hell of
a diplomat.
Yeah. That'd be like on a 24 like plot twist.
It would be.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so
Mr. President, you have to choke out. Yeah. So, you know, that'd be great. Come
on. We're not sending Richie over any diplomatics.
I'm definitely not your diplomat.
Okay, the folks at the NSA once again in hot water. Every single day, there's something new. As you remember, Mr. Snowden, through his helpful friends at the Guardian, releasing yet more information, more stories, more connections to what these rascals at the NSA are doing. Now they're using Google cookies to pinpoint targets for hacking. And I get confused with these things. The story earlier today or yesterday or whenever it was, the FBI is able to now log on to your computer and they can click onto it so that the camera is watching you and the light doesn't go on. And they've been using this tactic to get at people who are doing nefarious things. And now here we have NASA. Now, didn't Google ask not to be involved in this? Don't I remember seeing that and hearing that? Google said, hey, we don't want to
leave us out of this.
Help you. Get out. And the same people, I think the quip was Google and Facebook and AOL. And I think Jimmy Fallon said AOL was just happy to be mentioned in the same breath as Facebook and as Google. So how does this work? Who knows? Kenny? Richie? How do they use these cookies to pinpoint targets for hacking? How might that work?
Couldn't tell you.
I don't understand.
Well, they use them the same way that Google uses their own cookies to track you.
So what you
go.
What to yeah, advertise that, you what to whatever you've looked up, like I was looking out for cars. So for the past 2 weeks since I bought the car, every time I go to my computer, it's loaded with ads for cars.
But that just tells the NSA where you're searching. That doesn't get them into your computer. That if you're talking about them accessing your webcam on your internal webcam on your computer, that's a kind of a backwards hack.
And it's two different things. NSA is using cookies just the same way that Google does, and the FBI has developed some kind of malware that can get into your email, and once it does, it can run your webcam without you knowing that it's running.
This is easy stuff, though.
Easy to do?
Some punk hacker kid can do it.
Yeah, don't you remember the story, and this was maybe a couple of years ago, where the junior high schoolers were all up in arms because the principal was watching them on the webcam on the campus issue.
Yeah, wasn't the light on, though?
No, I don't think
No, it wasn't. They had given them the laptops or the
right, so they
the,
were
or
their
the
property.
Right, yeah.
Right. So, but I have beers with a guy once a month or something like that. We all meet up at Dogfish once a month and have a couple of beers. Mm-hmm. And this one guy, he'll have to leave every now and then. He works for this company that is paid by other companies, bigger companies, to hack them. So they say, all right, I got to go, got to hack into something. I'm like, who are you hacking tonight? I just can't tell you. So
it's his job to see how weak their protections are.
Companies hire him to break into their websites and steal whatever they can. And then he walks back in the next day and says, I got $10,000 out of this account. I broke into that and stole credit card information. I did whatever. And then the company says, thank you, here's your check. How do we fix it?
Wow.
So for the NSA.
Is it business then?
Absolutely. For the NSA to be able to do this, it happens every day. People get paid to do it every day.
Amazing.
Good and bad.
All right, speaking of amazing, Uri Geller joins us as we talk about his role in the world as a mystifier. Uri Geller up next here on Good Day.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back, but it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This holiday.
holiday season, remember?
Easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through Blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. So how often have people told you, or you told people, the secret of success? And that is, you gotta work hard. Or, if you're working hard now, you simply have to work harder. Because we have always been taught that is the secret to success. The harder you work, the more success that you have. Well, I gotta tell you, that is not true. That's right, you heard it right here. That is not true. The real secret is, how hard is the work that you're doing, and who else can do it? Because the harder the work, the more people that can't do it. The more people that can't do it means you are valuable. You move up that ladder. It's how hard the work is and how well you're able to learn it, accomplish it, and teach it to others. So today, go out and find something that's hard to do and make it success for you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon. Unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Oh, honey, where'd you get all the puppies?
Well, to save money, I gathered all the neighborhood dogs to pull me to work, saving a ton on gas. Uh-oh, cat.
He'll save!
There's a better way to save. It's Sears 48-hour sale this Friday and Saturday. Denim jeans are just $14.99, and a 20-piece Sears rent set is 50% off. Plus, Shop Your Way members get 10% in points with Sears card on first $1,000 of each qualifying purchase used by January 31st. Sears.
Points offer ends 12/26. Valid opt-in email required. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12/14.
Now 16 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and Richie and me is Uri Geller from his perch in London. Uri, the mystifier, he is one of the people that's sharpest in so many different ways, able to use his mind to bend spoons and keys and fix watches and that sort of thing. That's the showbiz side of him. He also is a very concerned human being about a lot of things. One of the reasons that he and I think, are as friendly as we are is because he appreciates the sanctity of life with animals as well as with human beings. And as a result of that, he has a lot of friends that are often dropping in on him, such as the case with a lady who is there with a group, a vegetarian group that you're talking to at your home. Uri, tell us about Juliet, with whom we will speak in a moment.
Okay, Juliet Gelatli is the founder of Viva. Viva is an animal welfare group. They're the biggest vegetarian group in Europe. She just named me huge name celebrities that are vegetarian, but some of them are vegan. As you know, Bill Clinton went vegan because of his heart. Al Gore just became. But I'm going to pass you over to her because it's very interesting. I'd never ever asked you what happens to the lovely, your beloved cows once they've done their thing. So I'm passing you over to Julia. She's a lovely person. Here she is.
Hello there.
Hi, Juliet. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Are you?
I'm well, and I got from Murray that you're a lovely person, so that's a good place to start. Also, head of this vegan group called Viva. And the question comes, as Uri has told you, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I have about 300 head of Jersey dairy cattle. I have raw milk that I sell on my farm and other things that come from the cows. There are often people who ask me what happens to the cows when they retire. I have an animal sanctuary, a bovine sanctuary on my farm, and I keep the cows that have stopped milking. Many of them I give to people who use them as lawnmowers, and the deal is that they keep them until they die of their own. I don't slaughter any animals, don't allow them to be slaughtered. That's not what I stand for. So nobody eats the meat of any of the cows that I have. They use the dairy, for sure.
You are an extremely unusual human being. You're the first person I've heard that, other than when I've been to India, say that, because Viva, one of the things that we do, we're 20 years old next year, which makes me feel very old, but we've been exposing factory farming, which you're probably against, I'm going to imagine, from what you've just said.
Well, there's a story. I'll pass along something you might be interested in. There's some undercover video around today that was taken by a member of a group called Mercy for Animals,
yes,
exposing very cruel treatment of cows at a Wisconsin farm. I don't know if you've seen that now or not, but that's something that comes from the same kettle of fish that you're involved in, or in this case, this horrible stuff. I mean, every once in a while we see these things happening. Sometimes the groups go a little far. Sometimes they don't go far enough. There are a lot of farms that abuse the animals. I won't stand for it. I won't have anybody on my farm that abuses my animals. But having said that, that's not the norm, as you pointed out. So is this group, your group Viva, an educational group, or how do you handle that issue?
We actually investigate the farms themselves. So we just produced a film called Cruel Britannia, as opposed to Cool Britannia, which is on viva.org.uk. And it exposes the really big names. I won't name them, but it's the really biggest in the UK. So it's the biggest egg producer. It's the biggest chicken producer. It's the biggest producer.
But it's always the companies that are always a problem are the biggest ones. The small farmers. I mean, most farmers have to, in order to survive, sell their animals off to be slaughtered at the end of their life, and that isn't my choice, but I understand why they have to do it. Everybody makes their choices, but I think at some point in time, people need to know what the animals and the big factory farms, the way they kill the chickens, the way they kill the hogs, the way they, it is brutal.
And also, the awful thing is that you get these multinationals now taking over all the smaller farmers. So
right.
In Britain, the second biggest company that we filmed in has almost bought everybody out. So you've just got these shed after shed of literally thousands of birds.
And they get the government, Julia, to collude with them, so the government is basically in bed with them, and they rubber stamp or approve of the way they do things because they're so powerful. The government doesn't fight them.
They're so powerful as well, and also then you get the drug companies involved providing the food and providing the pesticides to the land where they grow the food, and they tie the whole thing up.
And they produce
this terrible quality of food, but unfortunately it's cheap because life comes cheap.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir. You sound like me. I say the same thing. I've been talking this week even about how the drug companies are run by the same board of directors as run the chemical companies. The chemical companies are preparing food through their subsidiaries that kills you or makes you sick, and then the drug companies come up with drugs to make you better. It's a big, it's an unbelievable hack.
It is absolutely, and that's one of the reasons I love doing Viva, because the positive side of it is that we show people how to eat a very healthy vegan diet. I've just sat here with Uri, and I am 49, and he couldn't believe it. He said I look 40, and I'm sure that has to be partly to do with my
diet.
What
you eat. Yeah, exactly. All right, well, I do the same. I look much younger than I am, probably because of the way I eat. You can check me out at DougStephan.com and check you out at Viva, V-I-V-A. What's the rest of the website?
.org.uk.
All right, Ellery, thank you. Nice to speak with you, Juliet. All right, right, 51 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
South Africa and the world mourns the passing of an icon. President Obama faces criticism on a number of fronts. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Nelson Mandela's flag-draped coffin is now lying in state as South Africa begins 3 days of mourning. Thousands of South Africans lined the streets as the procession made its way through the city of Pretoria today. The 95-year-old Nobel Peace Laureate's body will be taken this weekend to his ancestral home for his funeral on Sunday. Meanwhile, President Obama is receiving some criticism for two things he did at yesterday's memorial service in Johannesburg. The president was widely praised for his speech at the service, but before that speech, there was the handshake. The president shaking hands with Cuban President Raul Castro. Secretary of State John Kerry defended the handshake, calling it an incidental moment at an international event.
The president said an international funeral with leaders from all over the world. He didn't choose who's there. They're there to honor Mandela.
Not everyone agrees with that. Florida Congresswoman Ileana Rose Lehtinen, who was born in Cuba, spoke at a House hearing yesterday. She said sometimes a handshake is just a handshake.
But when the leader of the free world shakes the bloody hand of a ruthless dictator like Raul Castro, it becomes a propaganda coup for the tyrant.
And later on at the memorial service, there was the selfie taken with a smartphone by President Obama and two other heads of state, Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt and British Prime Minister David Cameron, the three of them being roundly criticized for a lack of etiquette and dignity at the memorial. It should be noted that in the photo, you can clearly see First Lady Michelle Obama off to the right, remaining quite serious. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
In this holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard started smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson Cologne for Men.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
On Wall Street, all of the major indexes were down yesterday. The Dow dropping 52 points, closing at 15,973. NASDAQ lost 8 points. S&P down 6. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers taking a step toward avoiding another federal government shutdown. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Paul Ryan announcing details of a budget agreement at a news conference yesterday, along with Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington State. The deal will fund the federal government for 2 years and avert another shutdown in January. Some lottery news. Mega Millions played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Nobody matched all the numbers last night. Friday night's jackpot will be up to $400 million. And finally, so much of the news over the past several days has been weather-related, with an early blast of winter affecting so much of the country. Yesterday, across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, only a few inches of snow fell, but it was enough to cause another round of flight delays and cancellations. At Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey yesterday, this guy named Cole detailed his odyssey of delays in trying to get from Newark back home to Wichita.
I was supposed to fly out at 12:40. That flight got canceled. As well as the next flight, so they've got me on a flight at 2:30 that's now delayed to 3:50. So
did Cole make it back to Wichita? We hope so. As so many of us know, waiting around in airports can be frustrating. Anything to break the monotony would be welcome. Case in point, this past weekend at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, facing hours of delays, an a cappella singing group from Boulder, Colorado, called Face, used music to pass the time, music that was supplied by their own voices.
We're stuck here too, so we figured.
Go ahead, serenade us. Isn't that something? The group posted video of themselves performing in that terminal for an appreciative crowd on their Facebook page and YouTube channel. And who knows? Maybe this will catch on with everyone.
Your attention, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.